Welcome to the final session of this CLI mini course titled We Are Ambassadors for Jesus Christ. In this session, we want to talk about the embassy. An embassy is an official building containing the offices of an ambassador and his or her staff. It's the place from which the ambassador conducts their work. And here's a picture of an embassy of the nation of Ukraine in the United States, in Washington, D.C. And most embassies have a plaque, a similar sign out in front, either on the front door in this case or at the gate. In many countries, there are gates outside of embassies and designates the country that the embassy represents. Well, let's consider the embassy of the Heavenly Kingdom. Where is your assignment? Because there's an embassy for every ambassador of Jesus Christ, and that embassy exists wherever the ambassador is sent. And this is because in the Heavenly Kingdom, the ambassador is indwelt by the one who sent them. And so wherever you go, you represent and do the work of the Heavenly Kingdom. Because of the presence of the Holy Spirit and the life of Jesus Christ in you. In 1 Corinthians 3:16, the Apostle Paul, under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, writes, "Do you not know that you are the temple of God and that the Spirit of God dwells in you?" And in 1 Corinthians 6:19, "Or do you not know that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit who is in you, whom you have from God, and you are not your own?" An ambassador, serving the one who sent him or her, filled with the Holy Spirit, a temple, an embassy, a lighthouse. Wherever you go, you are always on duty as an ambassador of the Heavenly Kingdom. In every one of your relationships, every activity, every task, every conversation, ambassadors are available to the one who sent them. What is your current ambassadorial assignment? What about the one at your home? What about your ambassadorship in your marriage? If you're married, what about your ambassadorship to your family? If you're married and have children, you're an ambassador to your children. What about to your siblings? Your extended family. What about your ambassadorship at work? Whatever your position may be, maybe you're in full-time ministry, maybe you're bivocational and you have employment and a ministry position. We aren't just ambassadors when we're at church, but we're ambassadors 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. What a privilege and what a challenge. What an opportunity. And without Jesus Christ living in us, we would all fail miserably every day. But even in the midst of our failures, He picks us up. He turns ashes into beauty. And He takes those failures and He teaches us. And He transforms us. And as He transforms us, He gives us new assignments. So maybe you're in an assignment right now where you're being challenged. Or maybe you're in an assignment that you feel is insignificant. There are no insignificant assignments from the Heavenly Kingdom. 1 Corinthians 12:18 says, "But now God has set the members, each one of them, in the body just as He pleased." Can you take heart in recognizing that wherever you are in your assignment today, the Lord's put you there? It's not a permanent assignment. None of our earthly assignments are permanent. It's temporary. And as we faithfully serve Him in these assignments, He'll create other assignments. He'll give more assignments. And as He gives us more responsibility to serve Him, we remain in the humble posture of that servant who asks the king, "What do you want your servant to do?" And then carry out those works out of our relationship of relentless reliance on Him and the power of His Holy Spirit and not in our own strength. But if you're discouraged by your current ambassadorial post, remember, Zechariah 4:10 says, "Do not despise the days of small beginnings. Out of small beginnings, the Lord builds great things." He will send you where He wants you to go. And wherever you are today, you can rest assured He knows you're there and He has sent you there. And as you believe in Him, as you abide in Him, and as you rely on Him to perform the works that He's given you to do, He will bless you. He will transform you. He will glorify Jesus Christ, and He will bless other people. May that be your experience as an ambassador of Jesus Christ in the kingdom. It's been a pleasure sharing this course with you. God bless you. Let me close this course in prayer. Father, I thank you for my brother, my sister, who's watched this course from beginning to end. Lord, give them the heart of an ambassador that pleases you, that brings glory and honor to Jesus Christ and blessing to people wherever they go. Lord, bless them in all of their relationships, in all of the works you've given them to do. May they be accomplished by the power of your Holy Spirit. May they be conducted in relentless reliance upon Jesus Christ and not be performed in the arm of the flesh or in the wisdom of this world. Father, we love you and we thank you that you've given us the privilege to serve as your ambassadors. May all that we do bring glory and honor to Jesus Christ, and we ask you, Father, to work in us what is well-pleasing in your sight. And we pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen. One final word of encouragement to you as an ambassador. No ambassador is effective in the heavenly kingdom without a vibrant and effective prayer life. So I encourage you to seek the Lord in prayer. Spend time in His Word, and He will use you as you seek and serve Him for His glory. God bless you.